The Ezras Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moria of David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Beitza Daf Chaf. We left off at the bottom of Yutessim and Beis. We got a little bit cut off. I apologize. Baruch Hashem, all is good. Let's pick it up from the words on the bottom of the page. V'yotze ba mishum simcha, ve'eno yotze ba mishum chagiga. So, good morning, David Yoshua, Ruben, Chana Chenach, Reb Avi, Dr. Joe, Chaim, Tzvika, Shlomo David, and Reb Mordechai, and Mr. Miller. Good morning, everybody. Reb Zalman, there he is, okay. And Donnie. Good morning, Donnie. So the Mishnah had said that you are allowed to use a previous carbon toda for your shalmei simcha, but you're not allowed to use them for your carbon chagiga. The difference is obvious. Why? There is no separate, unique obligation to bring carbonos shalmei simcha and yantav. Shalmei Simcha just means you have to eat shlamim on Yantif. They could be pre-existing shlamim. There's no separate chiyuv in the Torah. It doesn't say, you know, you have to bring shlamim. But carbon chayiga, that's a chiyuv, a special carbon that you mechuyav to bring Yantif. Good morning, Eitan. That's a separate chiyuv that you have in the morning. So of course, you have to bring a... You can't use something that you're using for a different chiyuv for this chiyuv. That doesn't work. Says the Gemara. Obviously, No, we're talking about a case, even if you explicitly hinged your toda, you specifically said, I'm only being makriv this carbon, I'm only donating this carbon toda, on the condition that I want to be served as my chagiga also. He made such a condition like that. Davar de Barsh, kidibay minei Rabbi Shimon Lakish mi Rabbi Yochanan. Like the famous case that Reish Lakish asked his brother-in-law and Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, ha'omer harei alai toda ve'eitzei ba yidei chagiga. Or, if a guy says, I'm hereby volunteering to donate a carbon toda, on the condition that I want the carbon toda to also serve as my carbon chagiga, against the din atayra, against the din. Sounds like a masam ashkaz b'torah. We'll get there in a minute. So Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, let's say, are you allowed to specify the chagiga? So, what's the halacha in such a case, or a similar case? Hareini nazir va'agaleach mimos meiser sheni mahu. Agaleach is the Gemara's code word for saying, I'm going to bring my karbanos. Good morning, Jeremy. I'm going to bring my karbanos. Agaleach means one of the things you do when you finish being a nazir is you shave. You have to shave your whole body. But giluach is just a general code word for, and I want to bring all my karbanos using money of my sasheni. That's what you say. You say before the naziris. Mahu. Amale. Rabbi Yochanan said, sorry, Charlie. Nader ve'ino yotze. No. The neder works. You have to bring the carbon toda, but you're not yotzer chagiga. You got to bring a separate animal's chagiga. Nazir ve'enu megaleach. And similarly, you're a nazir, and you cannot use this as your carbon for. You can't use the ma'aser sheni as your carbon for naziris. Now there's a ton to say on this. That's really what I'm going to focus on most of the day, just a few things about this, because there's mamish a ton on it. But before we get to the ton on it, let's just read the next line of the Gemara, because according to Rashi and Tosfos, the next line of the Gemara is exactly following the exact same story. Says the Gemara, Hahu Gavra, there was a story with a certain man, Do'omar Lohu. He said to his inheritors, he was on his deathbed, he was sick, probably according to most Rishonim, he had the status of a shchiv mirah, What's a shchivra? A guy who's mamish on his deathbed and he's about to die. Sahu gara de armalu, who he said to his yarshim in his will, havule arba me'azizil ploni. Listen, my daughter needs a shidduch, so I want you to take $100,000. Right, arba me'azizil. I was listening to Rabbi Rasna the other day. He says a lot of times when the Gemara wants to exaggerate something, uses the number 400. 400 doesn't necessarily mean that it was exactly 400. 400 is the Gemara's example of a lot. A lot. Abar me'azuze leploni. So listen, I want you to go give $100,000 to Chaim Yankel. Valintsev Barti. And I want him to marry my daughter. Now what he didn't say is, I only want to give him the $100,000 if he agrees to marry my daughter. He just said two things. I want give him $100,000 and tell him I want him to marry my daughter. That's one way to solve the shidduch crisis. Amar of Papa, Arba Mea Shakil, Ubarte, you buy Nasiv, hello Nasiv. Rabbi Papa says, sorry, the guy's out all the bucks. He says, you have to give him the 400 zuz, and the daughter, if he wants to marry her, he marries her. If he doesn't want to marry, he doesn't want to marry. He never made one thing contingent on the other. He just said, give the guy 400 zuz, and tell him to marry my daughter. Says the Gemara, now, Taima de Omar, Havule Valintsev. The reason why they paskin this way, Rav Papa paskin this way, is because the way he said it. First he said, give her the money. Then he said, tell him I want to marry my daughter. Aval I Omar Lintsev Vahavule. But if he said it the other way around, tell this guy I want to marry my daughter, and if he marries my daughter, give him the $100,000. Inasav Shakur Inasav Lo Shakur. Then, if he gets married, then he gets the money. If he doesn't get married, he doesn't get the money. Now, there's a lot to speak about over here.
You do the same thing with
karma?
Say the opposite way?
Oh, excellent, excellent. That's exactly the point. Very good, Dr. Joe. Excellent, excellent. Oh. So again, the Gemara said before that someone who says, I want it to be a karma, told I'm anasta, I'll be yotze mechagiga. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan paskin, nadur ve'eno yotze. So the Rambam and Rashi, the Rashi and the Rambam learned the Gemara. Not only if you said it in this language, it doesn't work. Even if you would say it explicitly in the language of the Tanai, let's say, here's the problem. You didn't say it in the language of a Tanai. What was the language that you said? The case that was, Rishlakish asked him, Homer, Harei alai toda ve'etze ba'yidei chayiga. Not Harei alai toda almanas. Right? Harei alai toda ve'etze ba'yidei chayiga is... So the shaila is, so even Balashan Tanai wouldn't work. Even Balashan Tanai wouldn't work. Why? Why wouldn't work? Because since you said Harei Alai Toda first, we have a rule called Amirasa Lagavah Kimisirasa Lehajot. Once you said that first statement, you said the Tanai in the wrong way. If you want to make a Tanai, it's got to be like Tanai Kodam Lamaisa, right? There's all these Mishmatei HaTanayim. You got to say the Tanai first. You didn't do it that way. You said Harei Alai Toda. If I could use if I could use the Toda also for my Shami Chagiga. Since you said the words Harei Alai Toda, boom, you're done. Amirasa Lekaval Kimisi Rasa. That's why Rashi and the Rambam learned the Sugya. So even if you said it with Almanas, Harei Alai Toda, Almanas, that I could use it as my Chagiga, it still wouldn't work. Because, meaning you'd be Chayv the Toda and you can't use it as your Chagiga. Why? Because you did, because you have a rule, Amirasa Lagaval Kimisirasa Lahajat. That's the way Rashi and the Rambam learned the Gemara. The Ramban and the Raivin, however, disagree. They say, if it's a Lashon of Tanai, certainly the Tanai would be Kayim. And the Gemara's question was, is the language of this Gemara considered like a Tanai or not? So, as I said before, according to Rashi, the reason why it doesn't work is because once you said, I raise that Toda, we stop you right there. I'm your Rasa Gavok, and you can't make another condition. And even if you made it tonight, Toch Kidei Dibur, it's not going to work. Why? Because we paskin that by Hekdish, Toch Kidei Dibur is not Kidibur Dami. By Hekdish, we have a rule that Toch, because once you said it by Hekdish, it's done. You can't fix anything, even Toch Kidei Dibur. Like the Rambam says, so says the Maritz Chayas. However, the Sma and the Shach write that by Hekdesh you can be Choza Toch Kedei Dibur, and they must learn the Gemara like the Ramban, that Tanai does work in this case. And one more point, from the words of Rashi, it's clear that if you flipped it around and you said, Amanas she'etzi chagigas ha'reza toda, that would work. Because then you wouldn't have the svara milu k'mitzvah salahedrin. And that's what you have in the next case of the Gemara. The Gemara says in the very next case, that's why these two cases are near each other, according to Rashi and the Rambam. Because in the next case you have, if you flipped it around, the Gemara says, if you said, I'm only letting you marry my daughter, if you marry my daughter, I'll give you the $100,000, so then it would work. Oh. And that's what Tosis says in the top Tosis over here. Take a look at the top Tosis. Nazir in the left. Vidafka to Kamar Haki says Tosis. It's only because you did it in this order. Avali Mamar Ibcha, Amanas She'etze Mishim Chagiga, Hare Alai Toda, Lo. V'chein Benazir, V'chein Mashim B'Sambach, to come into the time of Damahabul Evelinsiv. That's why Chayim. But if you specifically said it the other way around, it would not work. You would never, you can't do such a thing, and therefore you're not obligated in the Toda. Because you were trying to make your Toda hinged on the Chagiga, and you actually succeeded in doing that, and that's no good. You can't do that. So your Toda wouldn't work. That's what Tosa says. V'chein pirish v'kunchus, shepirish time v'shem t'kevah dam ha'arei alai, nischai av dam yirosel gavol kim yirosel hejot. V'chiyor ma'almanas, lav milsehi. You can't back out with an almanas once you already made the condition on the Toda. Oh. However, the Karen Or, the Sfas Emes, right? Since the Tznai is Kayam, the Neder is not Chal at all, because you have to be Yechovim and Achulim. The Rambam seems to write, even if you made the condition at the beginning, the Tanai is Batel. Why? Because you're Masna Amashkos about Torah. It's no Batel Amaisa Kayam. You're trying to be Mevatel of Din Torah, that a Davar Shebechova only comes from Achulim. You can't do that. So therefore, the Rambam seems to say, even if the Tanai works, we paskin Tanai Batel Amaisa Kayam, which means your Neder is a Neder, but you can't use the carbon toda for the chagiga because that's masna amash kosev haTorah. The Ramban and the Ravid seem to say no, it's all one amira. If you say b'lashon Tanya, Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's all one dibor, and you would be able to bring your toda from a chagiga because the Tanai would be kaim in such a case. So there's a lot of discussion about these two cases. Let's continue. Okay, that was the excitement for the day.
According to Ramban, the second story or not.
Exactly. According to the Rabban, the second story is not linked to the first story. The question is, what do these two things really have to do with each other? Excellent point, Tzvika. Excellent point.
Rabbeinu, it's not an issue of Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilos, because they're like two separate mitzvahs that you're trying to be Mekoyim on one animal. They're two completely separate mitzvahs, like Shamis Simcha that you want to do with the Toda. That's an issue of just, you just need Basar, so we'll fulfill it any way you
right,
want.
Right.
These are separate mitzvahs.
Right. That's what I didn't think of that. That's a very good question. What about Ein Osim? How can you use the same animal for your Shami Chagiga and your carbon toda? Well, again, it's not really missing. It's optional. I mean, the carbon toda, there's no chiv.
It's really just an adava, so it's...
Yeah, it's not, I don't think it would be the same story. That's usually by chiyuvim we say such a thing, not by something optional. Okay, let's continue. Here we go. Let's continue. Okay, now we're going to talk about smicha. Tani Tanaka made the Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba. Vayakrevis ha'olah. Vayaseh ha'kamishban. A lot from today. I had one annoying question yesterday, which I was trying to answer during the shiur yesterday. I couldn't answer it. We're going to answer it today. I skipped. Ah, okay. Thanks for catching me. Because it's exactly the same story again. Yasim Mareimu kamal hashmaita. Mareimu sat and he was sitting over this halacha. Mishmei denavshe. He said it in his own name and not as a shaila. You learned it as a psak. We learned it as a shaila. Okay. Now there was one annoying question that I had yesterday. I was trying to answer it as we went along. And I hope we're going to answer it today. Remember I mentioned yesterday that I said maybe he said something slightly wrong yesterday. That the olas ri'iyah, right? Yesterday I said in Shir, the Olas Re'iyah is a chiyuv to bring it on Yontif. And Beis Shammai holds, you can't bring it on Yontif. So how do you have such a thing that's a chiyuv to bring on Yontif that Beis Shammai says you can't bring it on? So I may have said it just slightly wrong. Olas Re'iyah actually is not really necessary. It is a chiyuv to bring it on Yontif because there's a chiyuv of Aliyah regal on Yontif. But Olas Re'iyah was, any time you visited the Beis HaMikdash, you had to bring an Olas Re'iyah. So when Beis Shammai says you can't bring it on Yontif, it means you got to bring it on Chol HaMoed or Shavuos. Well, you go up to do Aliyah Regal, so you got to bring it right after Shavuos. So you bring it right before Shavuos. You can either bring it right before Shavuos or after. But it didn't have to dafka be brought on Yontif. The Gemara does consider it a chiyuv of the Regal. We'll see. It's a chiv of the regel only insofar that there's a chiv of alila regel on the regel. So you have to visit the Beis HaMikdash on the regel, and once you have to visit the Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring it. So the Gemara calls it a chiv on yadim, but Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to bring it on yadim. So it's a little bit strange that it's called a chiv on yadim. So I think that's correct. And today we're going to see, we're going to explain this a little bit more in depth. Oh, says the Gemara, Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nava. So Bar Abba, a Tana taught. There was a certain Tana that used to teach brises in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. Pasuk says on the eighth day of the Miluim in Parshas Shemini or Tzav, one of them. Vayakrevus Ola Vayaseh Kamishpot. So what's the Mishpat? You brought the Ola and you brought it Kamishpat. Says the Gemara, Kamishpat Olas Nidava Limed Al Olas Chovah Shetuuna Smicha. So he has this drasha that just like an olas nedava needs smicha, that's explicit in the Torah, so too an olas chova requires smicha, which would mean that the olas re'ia, which is an olas chova, would require smicha. Omar le, so Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba said to this Tana who was teaching the brises, the Omar lachmani, who's that going like? Beis Shammai, must be. It's going like Beis Shammai, Delo Gamri Shalmei Chova Mishalmei. Because in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai says that the Shalmei Chagiga do not need Smicha. Now we all know that Shalmei Nedava needs Smicha, so Shalmei Chagiga is a Shalmei Chova. From the fact that he needs this Pasuk to teach me that Olas Chova needs, and you don't learn Olas Chova from Olas Nedava, so too must be like Beis Shammai who doesn't learn Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava. In our Mishnah, Di Beis Hillel came in the Gamri Shalmei Chova Mishalmei Nedava. Since Beis Hillel learns from a Mamatzinu, from Shalmei Chova to Shalmei Nedava, in our Mishnah by saying Shalmei Chagiga requires Smicha, so Olas Chova Nami Loti Baikra, the Gamri Me Olas Nedava. Beis Hillel should also learn that Olas Chova from Olas Nedava. He shouldn't need the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, no, that's not that logic is not necessarily so. Says the Gemara, that logic is not necessarily so. Says the Gemara, "Umemayu de Beis Hillel Shalmei Chova Mishalmei Nedava Gamrei." How do you know Beis Hillel learns out Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava? Dilma me olas chova gamrei. How do you know that Beis Shammai learns out Beis Hillel Nedava? Dilma me olas chova gamrei. No. Maybe he needs the Pasuk to teach me Olas Chova, and then he learns out Shalmei Chova from Olas Chova. Instead of learning Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava, maybe he learns Shalmei Chova from Olas Chova. And he needs the Pasuk. Va'olas Chova Gufa Ba'ikra. Says Gemara, no. Maishna Mishalmei Nedava De Lo Gamri. Why would Beis Hillel not learn out, according to this whole Habamina? Why would he not learn out from a Mamatzin and from Shalmei Nedava? Shekein Mitsuyin. That's a pircha on the Mamatzinu. So you're saying because Nidar Minadavos are very frequent. They happened all the time. But Shalmei Chova only happened once in a Yovel, once in a Yontif, only happened on Yontif. So Maishna Mishalmei Nedava de Lo Gamri, Shekein Mitsuyin, Me Olas Chova Nami Lo Gamri, Shekein Khalil. Right? You can't learn out from the Ola because the Ola has a Chumra that it's all burnt on the Mizbeach as opposed to Shlamim, which gets eaten. So the Gemara says, you're right. Asya mi beinaya, says the Gemara, no. The Gemara answers, really, the Bryce is even going according to Beis Hillel. But Beis Hillel learns, you learn a double Mamatzinu, right? We have in the morning, every say, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, binyanav mikasav echad, binyanav mishnei ksuvim. So really, we learn from both. How do you learn it from both? You need both Olas Chova and Shalmei Nedava. You learn a Mamatzinu Olas Chova. Oh, you'll tell me Olas Chova Shekin Kalo? No problem, I got Shalmei Nedava. Shalmei Nedava is Shchiach? No problem, you got Olas Chova. So between the two of them, you learn the Mamatzinu Mishnei Ksuvim, the Vinyana Mishnei Ksuvim, says the Gemara. Oh, so now we'll go back to the original statement, that according to Beis Shammai, Shalmei Chova does not require Smicha. Ask the Gemara, V'savi Beis Shammai, Shalmei Chova lo boi Smicha. But Tanya, we learned to the price, is not true. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Loi nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel smicha atzma. Shit sarich. No, even Beis Shammai agrees you need smicha for Shalmei Chova. Al ma nechleku, I'll take of l'smicha shchita. The machlokes is about not doing it on Yontif is, because Beis Shammai says, you could just do it before Yontif. They deny the principle of tekef l'smicha shchita, that you got to do smicha before doing right before doing shchita. Shebeshami omrim eno tzarech. So you do it erev yontif. They say omrim tzarech, it's got to be right before, and therefore you can't. And therefore, Beis Hillel holds you can't do it erev yontif. You got to do it on yontif. Answer the Gemara. No, don't get so upset about this. It's a machlokas tanayim what Beis Shammai holds. Who d'amar, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba, that said that according to Beis Shammai, Shami Simcha don't require smicha at all. Who d'amar ki haytana desanim. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Lo yinech le Beis Shammai Yisrael, I'll take the smicha shchita. That's not what they're arguing about. Shet sarech. Everyone agrees that. Hamanat la smicha atzma. Shet Beis Shammai omer einot sarech. That Shami Chagiga don't require, Shami Chova don't require smicha. Okay, let's continue. Oh, now, if you ever want to know, Beitza Dav Chaf, what's famous about Beitza Dav Chaf? The big fights between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Here we go. Unbelievable Gemara coming up, says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Ma'isev Hillel Azakin. Hillel himself. Can you imagine? The Mamish didn't even have covered for Hillel himself. Unbelievable. Tana Rabbanan. Ma'isev Hillel Azakin. A story happened with Hillel HaZaken, Shehevi Olaso, Lazara. He brought his Olas Re'ia to Lazara. Lismo Chalea B'yantif. To do smicha on the Beis HaMikdash. Chavru Olav Talmidei Shammai HaZaken. The students of Shammai HaZaken started ganging up on him, saying, are you going to paskin like yourself? No way. The halacha is like our Rebbe, Shammai. You're not allowed to do smicha on this. Amrulo, Mati Oshabahemazu, so they asked Hillel, what are you planning on doing with that animal over there? What kind of animal is it? So let's say, so because of Hillel's tremendous humility, the Mefarshim say, Rashi says, so Umishanin Mipnei HaShalom, he wanted to make peace, so he lied. Amar Lahem, Nikevahi, this animal is a female, which cannot even be used as an Ola. Ulazivche Shlamim Hevesia. No, I'm bringing it as a shlamin. V'kishkesh lahem biznava. He started pushing around the tail to show them, look, you can come over here and look and you'll see it's a female. It was really a male. But he was doing this that they should believe him. V'holchu lahem. So they, since he was ready to show them with the tail, they didn't actually go check it. They believed him when he was fishing around with the tail and they left him alone. V'osa ayom gavar yadam shel Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. That day, the Shammayans, were getting the upper hand against Beis Hillel to paskin. They wanted to bring the halacha that you're not allowed to bring an olas re'i on yontif. But there was one elder from the students of Shammai who was an honest guy. His name was Bava ben Butashma. He knew the halacha was like Beis Hillel as far as this halacha. That's what the Ra'ah writes. And right with this comment of the Ra'ah, we can answer the problem, right? We know the Gemara says in Erevin that for 3 years Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argued. We learned that in Erevin they said the Talmidim of Shammai said halachas like us. Talmidim of halachas like us until Baskel came in after 3 years halacha Beis Hillel. But according to our sugya, the halacha was already established Beis Hillel while Hillel was alive. It was halacha Beis Hillel. How could that be? How could, because that other Gemara said after they died, they fought for 3 years. Here you see they already decided Allah's like Beis Hillel while Hillel is alive. So the answer, they're all right. The answer is no. That's just Lagabe, this halacha. That it says the Bava ben Buta, that this guy, this rabbi, right? So that's how they answer the Kasha. Well, Bava ben Buta just knew it by this halacha. But not that in general. That was the Baskol and Erevin. Erevin Yud Gimel, the Baskol, that was after 3 years after they died, after Hillel and Shammai died. That was to establish all halachas like Beis Hillel, except where it's not, but almost all. So Bava Dishmo, Shayudesh halacha Beis Hillel, Vishalach, Vehevi, Koltson Kedar Shabushalayim. He went and brought all these beautiful sheep in Jerusalem, Vamidam Bazara, Uvara, Kol Mishirota Lismoch, Yavo Vyismoch, against Beis Shammai. As far as they did in smicha on yontif, they established halacha like Beis Hillel. What do you see from this Gemara? That the peaceful way to go is the more correct way to go. Rashi says over here, you see from this Gemara also, that mutar lishanos mepnei shalom. You're allowed to say a little white lie. See, the way Hillel said it, he said, nikeva hi ulezivche shlamim hevesiya. I don't know. You tell me. The Mefarshim say over here, he didn't actually lie outright. What? To me, it sounds like he did lie outright. Nikeva hi ulezivche shlamim hevesiya. No, he meant that a nikeva could be brought for a shlamim. Like, anoichi esav b'chorecha, right? Like Yaakov, I mean, that's what they say over here. Yaakov said, anoichi, I'm who I am. And esav is b'chorecha. So here he said a similar thing. He said, a nekeva can be brought as a shlamim. Not that I brought this for that purpose. Okay, to me it sounds like he did say that, but okay. So Rashi here says, mutal l'shantin ha-shalom v'yesham sh'af yesh mitzvah b'davar. Right, it's even a mitzvah to lie for peace. Right, Rashi writes that because of Hillel's great anivus, he lied. It's only permissible to lie because of his tremendous humility. Okay. The Meiri writes, from here we can learn, you're even allowed to lie by something that you could get caught. I mean, they could have just come and caught him in the lie. Even something that's avoided lizgalos. He said it's in a cave, what do you mean? They could go check. But it's only going to be in a case that when it becomes clear, it's clear that you only did it for peace. It's got to be that it's clear that you only lied for the sake of the peace. In the Sefer Simchas Yontav, he writes that it wasn't a sheker gomer. It was a lashon shenito lefarsho emes. K'shem shematzinu b'Yaakovinu anoichi esa b'chorecha. I don't know. I don't exactly see how this could have been thought the other way. Last point on this. Bava ben Buta. Again, Gavra Yadam, the reason Gavra Yadam Shabbat Shammai was because afterwards they realized it was a Zachar. And they thought the reason why Hillel wouldn't admit is because he knows that Allah is not like him. You see that Hillel backed out. That's why they originally thought that Allah should be like Shammai. He must have backed out. Because he was embarrassed to say that he backed out. However, after they saw Bava ben Buta, they understood that Hillel was only Mishanah Pnei Shalom. And that's why you have to paskin like him. Okay, let's continue. V'shalach, v'hevi koltziyah, we did that. Okay, good. Shuv, another story. Shuv ma'iseh b'talmud echad mitalmidei beis Hillel. Shehevi olasol lazar lismoch aleh. Mitzal talmud echad mitalmidei beis Shammai. Amalo, mazu smicha. How could you be so meich? You're violating beis Shammai. We disagree with you. He wanted to protest. Armailo mazu shtika. So he said, mazu smicha? So the Talmud Beis Hillel answered the same way. Mazu shtika. Why aren't you quiet? You should be quiet because you're wrong. The halacha is not like you. Shasko benazifa. So this Talmud Beis Hillel succeeded in shutting the guy up by looking at him in a strong way. Bahalachlo. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi, Hilchach, we should learn from this story a very important law for Talmidei Chachamim. How are you supposed to answer somebody who's telling you something wrong? A Talmid Chacham, that someone tries to fight with you, don't prolong the argument. You have to answer short and clear and to the point, and don't prolong the argument. Advice for Talmidei Chacham involved in battle. Lo lahadel emilsa tfei mimayid amal lechavrei. You should say it in exactly the same amount of words as the guy said it to you. He said, Maizu smicha. You said, Maizu shtika. That's the way you're supposed to respond. Wow. De'iu armale maizu smicha v'kam hadale maizu shtika. And he said, I am not continuing this argument. Okay. Very important lesson in how to put an end quickly to arguments. Reminds me of the story that in my grandfather's book, where Herman Wouk wrote a book, This Is My God. And apparently in the 60s, whenever it was, the 50s and 60s and 70s, when he put out the book. So, my grandfather was the head of Torah Mesorah, and Torah Mesorah was a little different in those days. And so the meeting of the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Mesorah, some of the Rosh Yeshiva got angry at my grandfather for writing a book review in a Torah Mesorah publication for this book. Because this is my God. It had certain things that weren't... that some of the yeshivish world wasn't so excited about in the book. But Herman Wouk Moshe Feinstein had a connection to Herman Wouk because his son-in-law, Rabbi Tendler, was Herman Wook's rabbi at the time. So Rav Moshe had met him a few times. And so a certain Rosh Yeshiva got up at a meeting and started screaming and yelling, my grandfather, how could you write a book review about this book? It's a terrible book. My grandfather thought it was very good for a lot of the non-from people were becoming from by reading the book. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, this Rosh Yeshiva was 6'4", and Rav Moshe Feinstein was 4'2". And he says, they had an argument. Rav Moshe Feinstein got up and he told the Rosh Yeshiva, my grandfather printed in his book, I want to tell you, Herman Wouk is as firm as you or firmer. And that ended it, my grandfather wrote, that ended the argument. There was no more argument. And that story is the reason why Art School refused to publish my grandfather's book. Okay, let's go weiter. They published it only under Shire Press, not under Art School. Okay, here we go. Tanya. Amr Lahem, it's from the 70s, you could reveal the old stories now. Here we go. Okay, so in other words, that ended short. You got to say it to the point, say what's got to be said, and then that's it, finished. Okay, all right, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Now, so this is about Olas Ria, I promised you we were going to get to that. Tanya, Amr Lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, how could you say that you can't bring the Olas Ria on Yontif? You learned that from a Kal v'chomer. I can learn from a Kal v'chomer. Uma b'makom she'asur lehedyot. Let's say, Malachas ochal nefesh is asur on Shabbos. Mutter l'gavoa, but a carbon tamid, let's say, that you have to bring on Shabbos, you're allowed to violate Shabbos for. Makom she'mutter lehedyot. In a yontif that it's mutter to do ochal nefesh. Ein odin she'mutter l'gavoa. So you have this olas re'ia that you're mechuyev to bring on yontif. So, of course you're allowed to bring the Olas Re'i on Yontif. Hey, even you admit to me, Beis Hillel, that you're not allowed to bring optional, even though it's Ochel Nefesh, but you're not allowed to bring optional Nedarim and Nedavos on Yontif because it's Hashem stuff. Even though it's Ochel Nefesh, it's Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. So according to this, even Beis Hillel would agree that you're not allowed to bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Yontif. Because, right, even the Mishnah seemed to imply Nedarim and Nedavos, you're not allowed to bring on Yontif, even though it's Ochel Nefesh, but it's Mishulchan Gavoka. Once it's holy, you bring an Erev Yontif, bring in Motzei Yontif, you don't have to bring it on Yontif. Nedarim and Nedavos Yechichel, Shemutter Lehedyot, that Ochel Nefesh is Mutter for Hedyot, but for Aser LeGavoa. However, Shalmi Nedarim and Nedavos is Aser on Yontif. So just like Shalmin Dharma Davos is on Yontif, so too the Olas Re'iyah should be on Yontif. Says Gemara, come on. Beis Hillel says, that's not a good comparison. I'm like, Beis Hillel, what do you mean? Ma'an Dharma Davos, She'ain Kabo Alehem Zaman. The Dharma Davos aren't, you're not Mechuyav to bring them on Yontif. That's why you're not allowed to bring them on Yontif because you're not Mechuyav. Tomar, but Olas Re'iyah She'kabo Alehzman. The Olas Re'iyah is coming because of the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. Because you're mechuyev on Yontif to go to the Beis Hamikdash. So it's a chiyuv of Yontif, so you're allowed to bring it. Amar Rabbi Shammai, no. Avzuein kavua lozman, it's not true. You don't have to bring the Olas Re'iyah dafka on Yontif. You could bring it Chol HaMoed Pesach. You could bring it Chol HaMoed Sukkos. On Shavuos, you could bring it in the Shivas Yimei Miluim. You could bring it afterwards. This now we learned in the Mishnah, in Chagiga. By the Chagiga, it's a Beferish Mishnah, if you didn't bring the Chagiga day one, bring it on Chol HaMoed. Bring it on the last days. On Shavuos, you got 7 days. Even on Shmini Atzeres. Even if you didn't bring the Shami Chagiga on Sukkot, you're allowed to bring it on even on Shmini Atzeres. Oh. And so since the Chagiga is all days, so to the Olas Re'iyah. You can bring all the days. So it's like Nedarim and Nedavos, She'ein Kavua Lehem Zman. So you can't bring it on Yontif. Amrilam Beis Hillel, that's not a good proof. Afzu kavu olazman. No, you're wrong. The olas ri is considered to be kavu olazman. Because the same Mishnah says, Ava haregel v'lo chag, einu chai b'achri yusil. Once you didn't bring it on Yontif, so you can't bring it anymore. The chagiga. So too, the olas ri is considered to be zmana kavu or b'yontif. You don't want to push it to Chol HaMoed. Maybe you'll be poshea, or you have an onus, and you won't bring it. And you won't be able to bring it. So now, Beis Shammai tries to reject Beis Hillel from a pasuk. So the Kal Vachomer didn't work. So Amar Lahem Beis Shammai, V'alo Kvar Nemar, it says in the pasuk, Ach Asher Yechel Chol Nefesh, Hu Levado Yeseh Lochem. Lochem V'lo L'Gavoa. So, only Ochel Nefesh. But Ol Asriya has no Ochel Nefesh. It's just for Hashem. You're not allowed to bring it. Amar Lahem Beis Hillel, V'alo Kvar Nemar, Lashem. It says, the pasuk says, no, v'chagosem oso chag l'Hashem. In Parshas Emor, right? That was from Parshas Bo, right? Achashe yichol nevesh. But Parshas Emor, it says, l'Hashem. V'chagosem oso chag l'Hashem. L'Hashem, kol de l'Hashem, you're allowed to bring on Yontif. V'chagosem oso chag l'Hashem. Even the Ol Asriya, you're allowed to bring on Yontif. Ask the Brisim, Cain. So what is Beis Hillel do? Lachem, lachem v'lo l'kusim, lachem v'lo l'klovim. That you're not allowed to do meleches ochel nefesh for a guy, and you're not allowed to do meleches ochel nefesh for an animal. Wow. Even a Yisrael she'enu mamin, shehitira ator meleches ochel nefesh b'yantif, dino kenachri. Wow. Shehud lasim meleches ochel nefesh b'yantif. Wow. Ritvaz writes, not only for even a Jew who's not a mamin, you're not allowed to do melachos ochel nefesh. Whoa, chomer the month club. Afilu yisrael she'enu mamin she'itira Torah melachos ochel nefesh b'yantif. A Jew who doesn't believe that the Torah permits it, he's dino kenachem. You can't do ochel nefesh for him. So says the notes over here. And there's later on in Beitza on Daf Chaf Aleph, there's a machlokas tanaim. Are you allowed to do malacha for your dog? Melachos ochel nefesh for your dog on yantif. And from here, it sounds like the halacha is like the shita that holds that you're not allowed to do melechus ochel nefesh for your dogs. Because Beis Hillel holds this way. That's the way the Ramban understands. However, the Ra'ah disagrees. He holds like the shita that's matir ochel nefesh for klovim. He explains that here, lechem v'lo l'klovim is only shigras lashon, but Beis Hillel doesn't really hold that way. Wow. That's wild. Okay, a lot more about that. Let's continue though. Got to finish up here. So now, all of this until this point, that's Tanakama. That, however, Abba Shol says it differently. Abba Shol, Omra, he says Beis Hillel differently. Balashna Cheres. Uma b'malkom she kirascha stuma kiras ravcha psucha. He has the Kal Vachomer from Beis Hillel differently. In a place where your oven is not used, your Rebbe's oven is open. Meaning, Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to cook, but you're allowed to cook karbanos for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malkom Shekiraska Psucha, if your oven is open, Eino Din Shekiras Rabcha Psucha, Kal Vachomer, which means, even the Darim and the Davos. Abba Shaul understood, even the Darim and the Davos going to Beis Hillel is mutter on Yantav. V'chein B'din, Shloyei Shulchan Chamale, it shouldn't be that you're allowed to do your food, v'shulchan rabcha reikam, and karbanos you shouldn't do, even the darim and the davos. Says the Gemara, b'mai kamiflagi. What are they arguing about? Mar savra Abba Shaul holds the darim and the davos craven b'yantiv. Abba Shaul holds the darim and the davos are brought on yantiv. Umar savra ain't craven b'yantiv. And the other opinion, Tanakama says, no, the darim and the davos cannot be brought on yantiv, even according to Beis Hillel. And therefore they explained that was part of the Kal Vachomer. A little bit more. Amar v'na l'divay omar n'darim n'davos ain't craving b'yantiv. If you're like Tanakama, lo tema midoraisa mechzachaz of Rabbanu d'gazru, gzera shem yishe, we're afraid maybe you'll delay everything to b'yantiv. El no, afili midoraisa nami l'chazru. If you hold n'darim n'davos, even midoraisa you're not allowed to bring, because it's l'ashem. Called the l'ashem is only a carbon that's like, it's a chova. That's like Shami Chagiga, V'chagosemus L'chag L'Hashem, like an Olas or Iyah, yes, but a Dharma and a Davos, no. Even Midoraisa, Shtei Alechem, D'chobas Ayom Ninu, V'leka L'migzar Shema Yishe, and nevertheless, Eino D'chalos HaShabbos L'os HaYantiv. So therefore, it's an Isser Doraisa, if you hold the Nedarim and Davos, Ein Kriv B'Yantiv, it's a Din Doraisa. It's not just a Din Darabana, but it's a Din Doraisa that they're not brought. Okay, Rabosei, we will stop here, because it's already a little bit of a different topic. It's not really a different topic, but we ran out of time. So, okay. Belina there. Our minute here is that Motzei Yantif, we'll have an hour. We'll play two. We'll have an hour shiur live. You guys come live, Motzei Yantif? Anybody coming live? Motzei Yantif will be here live. As soon as we've got to clean up a little bit from Yantif. Have a great day, everybody. A good Yantif. Have a great Yantif. Simchas Yantif to everybody.
He taught us the key for support.